The Sherwin-Williams Summer Sale is here. Get 30% off select paints and stains or 35% off our newest product, Emerald Symmetry, July 17th through the 27th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Carly, your hair looks great today.
Thank you. Matt just asked if I put curlers in it.
You got a haircut too.
Yeah. I did. It's a little shorter than I would have liked.
It looks nice.
It's really good haircut, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
A little summer shaving.
Yeah.
Just a little trim.
Summer shed.
Yeah.
Do you like the place that you went?
Yeah, Matt recommended it to me.
There you go.
Baxter Finley. Shout out Baxter Finley. And I've only got my hair cut there twice, but I like it.
Well, because you always have a hard time finding a place, right?
Never had a good haircut in LA, except for this one,
I think. How much was it?
It was expensive.
Oh, he doesn't even want to say.
How much?
It started with a 7.
Well, guess what?
700?
Yeah, but you're in your 30s.
That's 7,000 like haircut. That makes sense to me.
I think when I get my hair done with everything, it's like over 200.
But you don't do that every month or every 2 months. It's like once a year, no?
Once a year?
No, if you're blonde, it's like every 2 months.
Do you get every nervous?
Everything like $600.
Yeah.
Do you get nervous before a haircut?
No, I it's one of those, it's like going to the DMV. I'm like, I know this is going to suck. I'm going to be upset afterwards and it's going to cost me money.
You already know that you're going to be upset after a haircut?
Yeah,
that's sad.
I go in and I'm like, there's no way this is going to be a good haircut.
It's always good just to get it. If something's coming up, like if you have this wedding or there's some big life event, always get your haircut, I think, a week
at least
before. Don't do the fresh cut right before because you'll never be happy with it.
It's always totally. Too short and a little like, crazy.
It always just feels, there's probably literally no difference, but it feels so different.
No, I think there's something about your hair, like over time, like maybe the edges get a little more tapered, it falls a little nicer. But this woman was like, I told her, I was like, look, I gotta be honest, I've never gotten a great haircut in LA. Probably not the best way to start it. But she was like,
That's a good, because she's like, really challenge like, accepted.
Oh God.
Do you say numbers or do you show a picture of when you really like
your
hair?
I've tried everything, buddy.
I always show a picture on my wedding day because my wedding day was like my best hair day of my life.
Oh, well, good.
Oh, you think?
Well,
yeesh. Aaron's like,
I was just very happy with how my hair turned out on the day of my wedding, but I always just pull up that picture and I go, I want it like this.
You're fishing for compliments?
No.
Oh,
no.
You're
usually like crop Patricia out. They have no, like, I don't want to go into the whole, well, what's this? Oh, would you get married? Blah, 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 blah. No. But no curlers. Do women still put curlers?
Yeah,
in
when a girl has like a blowout, she could have done it with curlers.
We're yelling at Nolan with a rolling pin, get back here!
Yeah. I have like flour for some reason in my hand. No, curlers are for like blowouts or like big, like for bangs, if you want your bangs to be.
Oh, okay. You sleep with them or do you just wear them?
No, you don't
have
to.
Some people sleep with curlers and still and then put a little bonnet on.
Okay.
This I did with a straightener. I just literally made waves.
Making waves,
I made
baby.
Waves. But it was funny because my hairstylist, she's like also my friend. She was like, do you need to come in? I was like, I don't think so. Like my hair's good. And she's like, just send me like a video. I was outside and I was with Emma. So she took a video of me and she was like, you need to come in. Not like that. But she was like, well, she's like, I mean, it does need to be toned, like the brown parts or whatever. Whoa. And she was like, and also like, I can't see my roots at all. But she was like, yeah,
I'm trying,
they're there.
This is me squinting, trying to see.
I like your hair, or your hair. Very Willie Nelson today.
Yeah.
That was what she was going for.
This is my, like, normally if I need to shower and I don't feel like blowing my hair dry and we're doing this, I'll just do the slick back. But then I, like, have to shower again.
Okay.
This, I was just like, I'm doing this.
You did
it's
that
easy.
Yourself? I mean, it looks like really impressive. That's like a French chef did that.
I actually went to the salon. This cost me $200.
Or maybe like, I don't know, you have to like get a second pair of hands like TJ has to start it or something. Or
can you braid?
Yes.
Clearly not.
No. I could do a challah.
That's what this is. This is a challah.
Right, but I feel like to start it, I guess you could do it with hair. I just like visually, I need to see it. So
do
I know.
Do you want me to show you how I do it?
Don't undo it. I feel like it's going to be really stressful.
Braiding?
It takes
me
2 seconds.
You could undo that and do it in two seconds.
You can do French braids, too.
Yeah.
What's French braids?
It's when it's like this, like
like volleyball players usually have like French braids.
Yeah, that's like what?
They're mean braids.
I can do them.
It's a good visual.
Yeah, it's they're mean braids.
I love a French braid.
They're pompous
so you,
braids.
Instead of drying your hair, you put it in.
That
this.
Is actually really crazy. If you're just listening, Erin took out a whole ass braid, and she's just doing it again.
Braiding is so satisfying.
This
though.
Is not it, pigtails, like, right?
Just all makes sense.
These are braids.
I think they're like a form
of
pigtails.
Wow, you're really just raw dogging that. Not even looking.
No.
Yeah, she's braiding her hair, Maya.
That's why women should rule the world, because this would...
Trad-wise.
There'd be no
wars. This, I think this is like me not growing up with any sisters. I've never seen someone do this in a long
time.
Have
you ever seen micro braids?
Micro braids?
Well,
like, they braid like their eyebrows or something?
No, it's... I think it's big in like...
vagina hair?
There's certain like... Jesus. I would say it's big like in the African American or like black hair community.
Okay.
That they can do... like, they do the braids, but, like, super tiny. You have to do thousands of them on one head.
Do you have to use tools for it?
No, they just sit there and, like, it takes
it's
all day.
It's so impressive.
It is really impressive. And it takes a long time.
When I went to EDC, I had, like, crazy braids in. And the woman doing my hair was a black woman. And she was, I could, like, see all the stuff she'd done on other people. And I was like, you can only do French braids on me because I don't need to, like, be appropriating.
Yeah, right,
your
right.
Culture. But, like, it's unbelievable what they're so talented.
That was crazy.
Yeah,
done just
oh,
like
yeah.
That
yeah,
it's really cool.
What's good, everybody? Welcome back to Good Influences, your favorite podcast where we pick different topics and we gab and talk about them. I just want to say thank you so much for tuning in, whether you're watching this, you're eating lunch, maybe you're listening to your car,
maybe you're pooping,
maybe you're on the treadmill,
or
maybe you're
pooping on the
an
treadmill
airplane.
Yeah, let's just do the whole episode guessing where people
are.
Or,
okay, they might be at a Walmart.
If you're at a Walmart.
Commuting to their job.
Did you bring yourself a gift since your birthday's tomorrow?
Happy birthday, Matt.
Oh, thank you. No, as you know, well, Mike's birthday was a while back from when this episode will be up. But I had this. It was arriving in the mail, and it arrived basically on the day of your birthday party, so I wasn't able to give it to you at your party.
This is a fabulous wrapping job.
Yeah, did you
did
do
you
this
do
yourself?
That?
It's my wife.
Wow.
Excellent job, Patricia.
Patricia is very good. I wish I knew where this paper is from. I think it's from somewhere cool, or it's just Amazon.
It's beautiful. Guys,
it's really pretty, yeah.
This is really, do you want me to open it on camera?
Yeah, yeah, why not? But don't take too long.
He says, no.
He gives it to him, and he's like, keep it private.
Don't, it's offensive. Don't do it on camera.
This is really well done. Did she watch a tutorial in order to, oh, look at that easy, seamless bow opening.
She can't braid, watching a tutorial.
Make a bow like that? Or also doing.
You're having a, like, you know, like a day full of revelations here.
Yeah, I'm. Well,
wrapping, braiding, reading a book.
Is this a VHS?
I think you know what it is. Hopefully you don't have this. I was also a
little pretend
nervous.
I don't.
Should we guess?
I think.
It's a vinyl record.
Obviously. Ding,
okay.
Ding, ding.
Oh, I thought it was a calendar.
Is it jazz?
From the side.
Ding, ding, ding.
Jazz.
Oh, it's jazz?
Oh, I think it's a Jackass. I was like, Jackass record.
Jackass soundtrack.
How do you know what jazz I might like?
I took a stab. I thought this was like a really cool thing to own.
Oh,
does
okay.
Does his name start with a B?
No.
Is it M?
Yes.
Miles Davis?
Ding, ding, ding.
Oh, ooh. I do not have
and
Miles.
Another guy. It was the
oh,
one
Miles
time.
Oh, Miles Davis and Duke Ellington.
No, it was the one
time. Miles Davis and John Coltrane.
No, this is the only time they ever collabed together, I believe.
Miles Davis and...
If you don't get it right, you have to give it back to
okay.
Your fake jazz
hold
fan.
On. It's not Miles Davis and...
It's someone he rarely ever collabed with. This was the one time. And it's a live
Madonna.
No.
I don't know.
Miles Davis.
Wow, it's wrapped
and
in everything.
Herbie. It's the Miles Davis.
Oh, Herbie Hancock.
And from Tokyo. Their Tokyo.
Wow.
Their Japan tour.
So you got something you would like.
Do you not like this?
No,
it's
I'm
the
kidding.
Unissued
this
Japanese concerts from 1960. Wow. What?
I don't know. Does it say on the cover? 1964.
Yeah.
Wow, this is real. This is big time, Matt.
And
oh,
there's
nice.
These really cool little fun facts about the significance of what happened during these the sets. Apparently, like, there's like. It rained and everybody in Japan in the audience just sat peacefully in the rain listening to the
aww.
Music.
Oh, that's okay. This
happened.
I'm listening
I
to
like
this
Herbie
tonight.
Hancock. He's a good song with John Mayer.
Does he? Oh, yeah. He's
stitched
still-
up.
Speaking of John fucking Mayer, I know John Mayer's been around for a while, but I've had this whole new wave where John Mayer is phenomenal.
What do you mean new wave?
Heartbreak Warfare?
Oh, so
you
want to
talk about
Lightning Strike.
Which I've
so good. I went
been,
to that tour.
Oh, I've always been familiar and I knew that song. I was at a friend's house who had just incredible speakers and it was late at night, like 3 in the morning. and we just played
it. Time to do it.
And I was like, this is one of the best songs I think I've ever heard.
I don't care if we don't sleep it off.
Let's not get flagged, but.
Let's just.
Yeah, I remember going to the tour and the first song, like the opening was. And it just like opened and I'm getting chills even thinking that.
He's incredible.
Strikes. So good.
I'm just,
wow, welcome.
It's a fun, yeah. Like,
welcome.
See, I'm seeing him in a new light. There we go.
Okay, love that.
That whole album's really good.
Oh, which one?
Battle new Studies?
Light? Okay, yes.
Oh, Battle Studies is good, yeah.
Yeah. And there's a song, he has Walt Grace's Submarine Test. Are you familiar with that one?
No. See, I got to dive deeper into his discography.
Yeah, he's got some like low key.
I kind of stopped listening after Battle Studies.
Yeah, he
when
did
he
that.
Started getting like. Born and raised.
Yeah, that one, not a big fan. When he started dating like Katy Perry too and put her on a song, didn't like that one.
Well, he put Taylor Swift on a song. It's called Half of My Heart. It's very good.
Love that.
Yeah.
And then Paper Doll is about Taylor Swift.
Okay. I do love his live album, Where the Light's On.
Yeah.
Where the Light Is.
Where the Light Is.
Yeah, it's phenomenal, and it's even better if you watch it.
Yeah, because he basically did three shows where he played acoustic guitar for the first set. Then he played with the trio, so just him, the bass player, and the drummer. And
John
then he
Mayer
did the full
trio.
Band.
Did you know what you were buying when you were getting
yes,
your tickets?
Yes,
okay,
yes.
I'd be a little pissed if I showed up and it was
just him three times
like,
in a row.
It's acoustic night. Like I want.
I want the whole thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and it's just like one of It's like one of the most popular concert series that you could watch.
It's so unbelievably good.
It starts
and
off with
message
him
in a bottle and that, right?
Yeah.
And then Neon was like,
yep.
Oh, that one's so good.
There, yeah. And it starts off with him like on top of the hills somewhere, like at sunset, and he's playing like outside through an amp. And a lot of musicians will like recreate that video, making fun of it, playing like SpongeBob song or something. But so John Mayer is going to be in your top Spotify Wrapped, do you think?
Maybe.
We're midway through the year. Where do we think?
Oh boy.
What artists are in our top?
I've been playing that Jesse Murph song.
Which
boy
one?
Boy mad at you. I had to get back at you.
I don't know it.
She's this 20-year-old girl from Alabama. It's like this hip hop Lana Del Rey.
Oh,
shit.
Cool.
I don't really like the other songs, but that song I
like.
All right,
well, close. Like.
Heartbreak Warfare might be, it's getting close to number one.
That song?
Audrey Hepburn.
Wow. Oh, Sumi.
Oh, yeah.
I had to take a step back off Sumi.
I did too. I did
she
too.
She performed last night.
Oh, I saw it. Was
cute.
A while back.
Shut the fuck up.
Oh, yeah. Whoops. She performed
young
a month
blood.
Ago.
I've been having a big young blood
wow.
moment.
Wow. Yeah. Okay.
I love
look
young
at you.
Blood. I think kid was born to be a rock star.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Like, it was written in the stars.
Full born to be a rock star.
So from Manchester, young blood.
Yeah, he's just famous.
Like, I love how, like, locked in he is with his fans. Did you see when he was, like, bartending and he's just like.
Oh, he's so cool.
He's
yeah.
So key. Yeah, he's never made Ballgate. Smoking cigarettes
hashtag
look.
Ballgate.
What is that? Oh, Baldgate?
Ball. There's a photo of him.
Oh.
I think it was Coachella.
With Billy?
Yes.
And he had his little wanker out.
On accident.
Ooh. He was wearing leather shorts and like no underwear.
His balls were hanging out.
You can't
out.
Free ball in 2025.
No, it was like years and years ago.
Oh, even still. Free balling in public?
Free balling.
At home, I'll
free balling. Nice.
There we go.
Nice John Mayer reference, kind of.
You
did cover it.
I don't care.
I shot the morning routine Patreon this morning.
That was last month's?
Yeah. Sorry. Never
okay.
mind. Well, I just.
I guess I got to do mine. Ooh,
so you're okay.
Okay.
I mean, we have, yeah.
Okay.
Well, I'm leaving for a week and I wanted to just get it done, but God, it is. I don't know how to vlog. It's really tough. I didn't know what to do. It was really. I was really
that
struggling
is so
this morning.
So funny because I feel like. Like, I've just never thought about you never have filming a
I've
vlog
never,
before.
I've never done it myself.
It's really funny. You sent it when we were recording earlier, and he was just like, here's my window that the sun comes through.
So we're doing
and,
a bedroom
and
tour?
And no,
we're doing morning
well,
routine.
It's a morning routine.
And then he's like, this is the bathroom. I go in here.
This is carpet I walk on.
I didn't know if I'm supposed to, like, film yourself or flip the camera because when like someone else is vlogging it's easy when they're you just hop in front of the
totally.
Camera and say funny things
but you watch a vlog is like the person
I know but I don't I guess I never think about the mechanics of it. I like watched a Casey Neistat like
he sent me like the most
speech
edited
yesterday
ever.
About like how to make good videos and like
you
know.
Send me the most over the top vlog.
You're so I
he's just
like
skating through LA
every day. You're becoming more and more of like a little alien man.
Yeah
did you see his reading?
His
Aaron and I had a cow.
Carly last
cow.
Night I get a text from Carly just says bro.
And
she sent me Mike's TikTok.
Oh,
wait, have you seen it?
Mike,
wait, a reading?
I made a TikTok about reading last night. Hold on,
you need to play
it. It's not the like act of what you are doing. It's like the way that you talk about it. That was like wild.
It's like how I learned to read.
When I posted it, I was like, Aaron is going to have so many problems with this, and I can't wait to hear it.
Here's a hack for how to make books feel as easy to read as scrolling through TikTok.
Mike!
Sometimes when you're trying to read and your brain is rotted like all of ours are.
Yeah, I did this when I was 9. Yeah. I never did this. So for the people listening, he's basically...
Are you
just sharing that like you can put a piece of paper down and keep yourself focused? Fuck off, Mike!
Wait, you have to keep watching. It's like the way you talk about it, Mike.
It's so profound.
Yes.
I was like, my body was in shock.
Trolling us.
Yes, hold on.
I mean, it's kind
of. Keep listening.
Words and letters and symbols are on here, but you just take a little piece of paper or a card or something, and you just cover up everything except the line that you're reading, and you go line by line. As you go down the page, it makes you able to read so fast. It's easier to pay attention to the lines that you're reading. You don't do that thing where you like read it 100 times. And,
also,
like,
where do you have spiral notebook paper? Like, I don't know who our age owns spiral notebook paper fresh off the rings.
I wonder if it makes it, because like it feels like scrolling almost. Like each new sentence feels like a scroll. That's giga brain rot.
I was
shit,
like,
I don't know. If sometimes it's like been a while since I've read a paper book. That's
clearly.
Something. I get out just, I don't know, a business card or something.
Business card. You're like trying to get to that minute mark thinking this is going
to
go viral.
I was trying to get to talking about the book too.
Comes with other writing on it, but it just makes it like so easy to just blaze through. Like this can look overwhelming.
Take an Adderall?
This, easy. Both Nathan and Bernard were kept home for the first 2 days.
Oh, my.
Like, it's just so much easier to read.
Listen, anyway, thank God you didn't show your face. You're reading Long Island?
Yeah.
Right before we saw a Phoenician scheme.
This is my favorite part.
Seems like a good book about something interesting. So, yeah, that's a little Mike
He hasn't even started reading.
Well, that's the little Mike Sheffer paper hack for you.
I didn't want to give it a... Okay.
That's the little Mike Sheffer paper hack
okay,
for
so
you.
Okay, so we were wondering, did you make that because you created it?
I don't know that I've seen anybody else do that.
That's
like
how we
sure.
do
with
read.
Fucking bookmarks,
I'm
Mike.
Yeah.
Like, we don't do
I'm
that
sure,
as kids.
I'm sure other
we
people.
Would do it in standardized testing. Teachers would tell us
okay.
that is a great way to stay focused if you had to do reading comprehension.
Well, at my unqualified teachers at my Jewish private school of 8 kids, I didn't get any of these reading hacks.
Yeah, because you're using a Torah wand the whole time. Yeah, they wouldn't let you use a...
Oh, my God. And I've also just been seeing all these videos that are like, I mean, this is really funny now, but just like, just upload videos. It doesn't matter. No one's going to judge you for it. Like, it doesn't matter.
Like,
don't worry about it. If it
Carly's
bombs,
side
it bombs.
Texting me. I'm like, I'm so happy you didn't see it.
I said it to Aaron because
imagine.
I was like, I know she'll know exactly what I mean by this.
Yes.
Because like.
It's not like the
it's
act
not like
of you
we're
doing
making
it.
Fun of you. It's no, just like it's such a Mike-ism.
It's
like
funny.
Perfect.
I know that it's funny.
Of yeah. you just being like, wow, look at this thing I just thought of.
And
out
I was
of
like,
nowhere.
I
yeah,
do that when
it's
I'm
like,
tired.
Did you know that you can like de-wrinkle a shirt by putting it in the dryer? Like, this is crazy. You just
I
pop
learned
it in.
That on TikTok. That you throw with a couple ice cubes.
Sure.
And that helps de-wrinkle it?
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay, that's kind
I
of
didn't
interesting.
Know that.
See, make that a TikTok.
Yeah, make that. Yeah.
Make something people, like, I don't know who's watching that is like, holy shit. Babe, give me a piece of paper. Babe, hurry.
I need to write this down.
Oh, Mike.
Listen,
did you guys see this? You filled
I have
water
some
bottle.
Things that I feel like could be helpful to society, and if it helps one person, I'll
I
do it.
I think you should keep posting.
I think if you posted it on, like, the STEM part of TikTok yeah. for, like, people
STEM
to learn.
Talk.
I'm going to keep posting TikToks.
I think you need to start read a little bit more. Like, you clearly are not reading enough.
No.
Sorry, I'm acting like
it,
a
it's
snob,
only if I...
But, like, your brain is just can't take it in.
Fiction, for me, is harder to read than nonfiction.
Is that what this book is, fiction?
Yeah, and, like, when I just start reading it, my brain is just like, these are all lies. Like...
Oh,
it's
that's
a story.
So interesting.
Take a deep breath.
I know.
Just go on the journey. It's like a movie.
But yeah. I'm so used to reading to just acquire information. Like, I'm reading this other book about... like the U.S. and every regime that we've overthrown of like Hawaii and Costa Rica. And then I'm reading about like the 19, whatever. I think it's a fair TikTok to post. I was kind of being tongue in cheek about like some of the silliness of it. But I do think it's helpful to show people things that I've learned that maybe other people don't.
There you go.
And you guys can keep roasting me for it. I'm going to keep posting. I will not be deterred.
The post roast.
The post
your
roast.
Weekly post roast. Keep posting so
I
we have
so
content.
Many ideas. I've been writing that. Like, that was an idea I had written down.
Oh my God. He's like, oh, I got to tell everyone about this hack. Like, the way that you phrased it, you're like, look at this hack.
Well, that brought like, that up just like, just naturally would, in this combo. I've been like, huh? Yeah.
That's why I felt so shocked in my body. I was like, my body went through shock.
Is it cringe or it's just.
It looks like you're not well. It looks like you're
no,
like.
It looks like you're like a person who just. Lived a different life.
Yeah.
I haven't, yeah. I do have alien tendencies. I was told that a while back. And then when I went to like college, what?
Yeah, I guess because your formative like school years, you weren't with that many kids, right? You were with 14 kids.
It's like you're homeschooled.
Barely.
I think for us, like, I saw that all the time.
And I was the oldest, and my parents were like immigrants, and they didn't like.
It's so weird you don't have glasses on. I can't like look at you.
Whoa.
I just look
fine, Mike.
No, you look great. It's just
oh,
so different.
Yeah, I know. I used to mix it up quite a bit, and then I realized I'm becoming a glasses person.
And you get glasses
you look
face.
Great.
Yeah, but you know glasses face where like someone takes their glasses off and then you're like, oh no, put them back on.
I see.
I don't want to, especially I'm going to New York too, and I want to be wearing my contacts a lot more.
Oh, just okay. Like, you're gonna meet some women.
No, but New York is so humid in the summer, and it's always like
I was just there. It was. Fucked up.
Is it hot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like
and rainy and humid.
The humid with the glasses and your nose gets all red.
Oh yeah.
Nightmare.
Do they have like an anti-fog spray for like the inside of glasses to prevent that?
If you get better quality lenses, then they supposedly get better.
Maybe shaving cream.
That's like for like scuba gear.
Okay, you put a little baby shampoo.
Do you want to scuba?
Scuba. So we gonna commit to the topic? At play?
Commit to the bit.
We had two
commit
that we were
to the bit.
Yeah, we can.
About. No, not.
We can. Okay. Well, unless you have another random topic we can talk, another issue you have with me we can bring up.
Oh, God.
No, I don't need to make it all about you, Mike.
Okay.
We had two restaurants or theme parks.
Huh?
Theme parks or restaurants.
I have more of things about theme parks.
Okay.
Like, let's
so
theme
then
parks.
Maybe we continue with restaurants.
Yeah.
Oh, so we have more about theme parks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, restaurants. What's up with restaurants these days, huh, guys? I'll start off. Mike and I, we went to a restaurant recently. Went to a great food establishment. You may have heard of it. The Cheesecake Factory.
Oh.
Hold for applause.
Yeah. I really fuck with the Cheesecake Factory, but I don't go often.
I go probably like once every other month.
Okay, what are
Whoa.
We getting?
I get... the factory nachos.
Oh, okay. Never heard of it.
Oh, they're so good. You get a little factory nachos for the table.
To be fair, they have about 8 trillion things on their menu, so it's tough to know.
It's
bigger than the Bible.
Imagine being a waiter there. It's like studying the MCAT. Just being like, a waiter at Cheesecake Factory. I almost want to quiz them. Like, what?
No,
is,
for real. Yeah.
What's on the
sandwich?
Skinny menu?
Or like those London cab drivers. How would you get from Chippenwich to Cunningham? Yeah. And they have to like tell you all the routes.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
No.
No, but no.
In order to be a taxi driver in London,
Chippenwich,
you have to like pass this really rigorous exam where you basically have to have every single street in London memorized. And they quiz you to say like, here's this destination, here's this destination.
Oh my gosh.
What's the fastest way to get there? And they ask you turn by turn, you're going to make a left here, right here, left here, right here. And that's the quiz. And then only then can you become a taxi cab driver. And there's like videos from the 80s of them quizzing them. And it's the funniest names of
Whoa.
Like, how do you get from Piccadilly?
System. Yeah, it's
it's like concentric
old.
Circles. And anyway, sorry.
So do they go out to eat after?
Yeah. sorry, off topic.
Love the mac and cheese balls.
Okay. Oh, yeah, those are my favorite for sure.
I like the I forget what it's called, like Chinese chicken salad or something. It's
Asian
with the
chicken salad
with the mandarin salad. Oranges.
I like the Louisiana chicken pasta.
Ooh,
it's one of the top ones. Do you research before you go to a restaurant? Hey, we're going out to eat at this place. Do you take the menu face value, or do you like to do a little TikTok research, a little Yelp pictures, just to try
Basically
to see?
We'll look, just like up the menu, just to see what they've got, and then I'll be like, oh, I'll pick something when I get there.
Oh,
usually.
You don't want to see it in person. I TikTok now.
I don't really think about
it. I gotta see. Usually, someone has made a TikTok of them going at this restaurant trying a dish.
Yeah.
And I look at comments to see if someone's like agrees that dish is good.
You look up the actual dish before you get to the restaurant.
Yes.
Or at the table, you're like, ooh, what's that?
Before, an hour before. If I know I'm going out to eat tonight, I'm doing research before.
But what if it's a restaurant that doesn't have anything?
Well, you know what? Then I just look at the menu and I pick what seems to be good. And I maybe ask, like, I was going, if you give me a chef's favorite, if I see a little star by a dish that this is like a specialty, we are known for this dish, I'm going to go for that.
Are you guys more like get individual meals or share with the table?
I like individual. When people start share, I don't know why I like the concept of sharing, but when I'm at a restaurant and it's like a sharing thing, I don't know what it is, but my brain kind of goes, man.
With my wife, I don't know why. With Sharon.
Man, what?
Like, dang.
Oh, like we shouldn't have done this?
I don't know why.
I like it because then you can just get a ton of different things.
Yes. But I don't like places that it's like, we're family style here. We do things a little differently. Like,
Buca de Beppo.
I don't want to do no tapas. I don't like, Buca de Beppo kind of stresses me out sometimes.
Because I'm like, it's
I
not
want
good.
My own fettuccine.
I don't yeah. like Buca de Beppo.
The interior is great.
Well, Dorit's lemon room.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
Yeah, I agree.
I haven't been in a while.
I think I'm talking more of like if I'm going to John and Vinny's or a restaurant like that, it's like we will order like a bunch of different pasta dishes.
Yeah, it's very white people Italian kind of.
Yeah.
She's talking about sharing though.
Yeah.
Oh, my bad. I thought we were talking about the dishes.
No, I mean just like that vibe of restaurant, like that's a good one that I share because they're smaller.
True.
I hear you sharing, but I think there's some like animal instinct that pops in when it's like, okay, well now I basically have to like eat quickly so that I can get enough food because if I'm with like other, I'm not like the fastest eater. So other people will like eat faster and I have to be conscious of like, well, that pasta is really good. I really like it. And then I'm also like, do I look like I'm being greedy by taking too much?
Yeah,
'cause this is my favorite
too.
One. Mm-hmm. I don't really like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Sharing in theory is good, but as a picky eater,
yeah,
not great.
I love a share.
Do you like appetizers?
Love
an appetizer. Yeah.
I get a little appetizer anxiety sometimes because I'm just like, how many
that,
are
Matt.
We getting and are we really committing to eating this? Because I don't like it that like,
and it's $14.
It's $14 and nobody fucking eats it. And then I'm taking an appetizer home. Like
that's what I love
taking
about
a bunch of garlic edamame home and putting it in the fridge, but no one fucking ate it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Okay.
They're not meals when you bring them home. When you bring an appetizer home and snack? It's in the fridge, it converts into a snack. That's, I think you got to make that shift in your brain.
We should make a TikTok about that.
That's a great idea.
Okay. Okay.
You guys
That's what I like about sharing is that like you get like three appetizers and then you get like three dishes.
Okay. It depends on the group.
That's true.
It depends on the group and it's a group that I know I'm going to share with. But if it's like eight people, one group dinners, I really don't like.
Yeah.
If it is your birthday and we're good friends,
I have
and if
so
that's
many
what you
want to
do,
dinner.
I'll be there. But I'm never going to be like, let's get 12 of our friends and I'll sit at a fucking table together. And we have to argue about who splits over the bill. But the appetizers thing, one side gets this fun little dish.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, it needs to be split down the middle.
Yeah.
I want to be able to
everyone
have
gets
access.
Two.
Well, normally if you have 12 people, you'd probably have to order more than one.
True.
Of the appy.
I know,
yeah,
but then
I don't
everyone's
really
got to agree on that.
Dine with more than like six people.
That's all I want.
Yeah.
Six is the max, I think.
It's a good number.
And then 12 people, it's like no one gets to really sit next to they want to sit next to you. Then you're chatting up with someone you really don't even care
12
about.
12 is just crazy because like, okay, one person's getting this entire bill and it is just hopefully going to get Venmo'd all this money.
And no one's ever.
Or it's split no even, I don't know, just.
And no one's ever fucking
out.
Listening to the waiter. Someone's like, "Is someone ordered this?"
Who are you
guys
eating with?
God, you get so upset when people are listening
up.
To the waiter.
I've given up. He said.
I've given up on some group dinners. Certain people I won't go on group dinners with. Just I don't
name
trust them. I want some decorum. I just want decorum. You wouldn't even know them.
Yeah, listening to the waiter is a big one.
What?
Listening to the waiter is a big one.
Yes,
but.
Hey, can I guys walk you through the menu? Listen to it.
Oh my god, you got to see this TikTok. Matt's
yes.
just like, we're listening to the. But in my, it's just, they missed it. Sorry.
Yeah. Something happened. I went to dinner in Brooklyn and it was this restaurant. And rather than having the physical menu on the table, they put like, what's that paper called?
Parchment paper. I've ate at this restaurant.
Diner.
And they come and write it and it's in that little like, it's like almost like a diner cart, like car.
Yeah.
Yes,
yeah. And they write it on the table as they're talking.
Yes.
I hated it.
Wait, I'm so what? Confused.
Me too. So it's like they take a Sharpie, and while they're telling you what the menu is, they're writing it down on the paper that's on the table.
They're making the menu.
Yeah.
Yes.
But, like, they'll, like, explain a full dish. They're like, okay, tonight's special is, like, the burger. We're going to have burgers and fries. And on the burger, there's, like, all these things. And then you can get a side. But they'll just write burger. So then it's like, how am I supposed to remember?
And they have to go through the entire menu like this?
Yeah. Imagine the Cheesecake Factory.
It's relatively small.
So 3 hours. Okay, nightmare. Number four.
It's a court proceeding. Yeah.
You don't need to.
I will say there's probably like 12 items max, but I was like, this is.
And they have to write it for. It's such a bit. It's such a fucking Brooklyn restaurant bit. You are doing that just to talk about it.
The food was amazing, but like that whole part of it, I was like,
do you have to write it down for each person or you have to now like twist your head to see?
They write. So it's like they come over. You're in like you know what a diner looks like?
Oh, yeah.
It's classic diner like that. So a table of four in a booth and they're standing over the table and they're just right towards themselves.
Yeah, it's like
so macaroni. You gotta get up out of the booth, slide out and look.
Well, what they would do, like people I was with, they like took the photo and then looked at it on their phone.
Did you eat there because you were going to a concert nearby?
No.
No. I don't like that at all.
The food was great.
And then you're inhaling all these like Sharpie fumes right before you eat.
It was a lot.
It was.
Yeah. And so he's like writing and talking and I'm like, too much is happening. I can't pay attention. I didn't like that.
It sounds like some out of Portlandia. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. It's just not needed.
We would just love to eat the food. We're not done yet. I have to write salad.
We have smile.
No, they were like bread and butter, but it was just like B&B. And then like, I didn't know that that was bread and butter. So I was like, wait, what's that? It's like in the corner.
You should have been paying attention the first time, Aaron.
Yeah, I felt like I was in school.
Oh, yeah. Drinks. What?
Do they have a drink menu?
Well, that you got to get up. And
they did have a drink menu.
Skywriting in the sky.
They did have a physical drink menu.
Ugh.
And do you remember Macaroni Grill?
Oh, yeah.
Remember they would write their names like, hi, my name is Zach. I'll be taking care of you. Yeah. And they would write their name upside down on parchment paper. And you could color. They would give you crayons, but you could just decorate the.
It's like poche.
I like how I love places coloring, do that.
The coloring on the.
Yeah, can we get that for adults?
Have you been to. You can. Poche. You could just ask. John and Vinny's, they give you crayons if you ask.
Yeah. Don't give me a fucking yellow. And don't give me like neon pink.
They're they always yellow. Give
you. I love think
it's
pink.
Criminal giving a child a yellow crayon at a restaurant because it's dimlit because you can't see any.
Yeah.
You're doing the maze. You're trying to do the little word search with your pops.
Yeah.
You can't see any
with
of
your
it.
Pops.
Get rid of the yellow crayons for kids.
I guess if it's on white paper, like the parchment, it's hard to see.
Yeah. I guess.
I think he's saying if it's really dark in there.
It's just, I hated having a yellow crayon.
Yeah, and restaurant. When they only put one of each color and it's like red, blue, yellow, green.
The primary colors.
Yeah, but then yellow, you're fucked. You can't do anything.
So true. I'm never really reaching for a yellow crayon unless I'm drawing the sun.
It's like for blending, I feel like, if you're doing real art.
Making
artistry.
New colors.
Making our shirt.
Have you, buy the merch.
I found a restaurant in Taiwan. It's called Taiwan Toilet Restaurant.
Oh, God.
I've heard of these. You've
heard of it?
Yes.
Eating poo at modern toilet restaurant in Taipei. So, like, everything is
poop-themed.
Poop-themed. The food looks like poop.
Nope.
You sit on a toilet, like a
it's
actual
like,
toilet seat.
Nope.
It's toilet-themed.
I don't like this
no
at
thanks.
All.
Yep.
I
visitors are seated on toilets while dining on foods that look like feces and served drinks in urinals.
Well,
okay.
No.
It would not hit off in America, though I feel like poop has gotten a little better representation lately in American culture. Like the poop emoji, poop pillows.
But I don't want to eat food that just all looks like poop. I feel like that would be such a psych out. I'd be like, oh my God.
You need to be put on a list and like looked at for a long period of time. That is
it's like a kink.
It's definitely it's a bit. It's
I
like,
can't
it's
really
something
tell.
Fun to do. It looks like a black,
it's like
toilet,
a black toilet
with like
I didn't even see what that was. The food doesn't look like poop.
Right, but there's like
does.
Ice cream that's like, you know, chocolate that's served in the toilet.
Okay.
So it's more for the bit. It's not supposed to taste
like this
poop.
Is the ice cream.
Not,
okay, that's what I saw. So I assumed that they just like made all the food look like
but
poop.
Kids would love that.
Of course.
It's
yeah.
Kind of
no,
funny.
I don't want that in their brains at a young age. That's going to set them up for some weird.
No, I think they said like there it's like not as like juju, like bad
right.
to talk about.
They're like everybody poops.
But it's kind of weird to be like, let's eat.
Yeah.
Let's eat around poop.
I don't think you go there like every week. Like, can we go to
it's just like an experience.
Like,
it's like the Heart Attack restaurant in Vegas or whatever.
Yes.
I've never been to it.
You have to, if you weigh over like 200 and, or if you weigh over 300 pounds, you get to eat there for free.
That's because what, the food is that healthy or
no?
No,
it's so bad for you.
Like, look at it's in Vegas.
Heart Attack Grill.
Like, yeah. It's literally like they have a huge scale outside. And they can
it's the one on Fremont.
Yeah.
Can't they like spank you and stuff? They spank you.
It's like a whole really dark themed restaurant.
It's definitely American.
Have you been to Cafe Gratitude?
Oh, I've heard
about this.
For those who don't know. The groaning is warranted. It's a restaurant where the menu items, it wouldn't be like a burger or a salad. The menu items are like a feeling.
Mindful, rice.
Grateful. You don't order by saying, I'll have the mindful. You have to say, I'm feeling mindful and I'm feeling grateful.
They start your meal coming over being like, here's today's prompt.
Oh, yeah. They go, what are we grateful here? Yeah. Or they try to get a conversation starter going.
It make you really like feel in tuned. I toured. We were looking at houses in Woodland Hills like last year, and it was this beautiful like mid-century house. Went in it, and I'm opening like the drawers in the kitchen just to like see, but it was still full with stuff. And then I saw on the bowls it had like grateful, like all of these like things, and I was like, oh, that's funny. And the realtor was like, oh, do you know Cafe Gratitude? And I was like, oh yeah. And she was like, this is the owner's house.
Oh
my god,
Mr. Gratitude.
And I was he is walking the walk.
But
beautiful house.
The food's great, but that whole experience of just like the waiter coming over, he literally goes, we do things a little differently around here.
Oh,
you'll notice each of the menu items is a feeling, and when you're ready to order, you just tell us how you're feeling.
Imagine Larry David at this restaurant.
Oh my god, I'll have a salad. I'm sorry, sir. We're gonna need it.
We can't give it to you.
We're gonna need it in the proper. So I remember I was like, oh, I'm feeling grateful and I'm feeling like spiritual or something. We're like the two things. And then I just got like a fucking burger and fries, and I was like, "This is."
I'm feeling suicidal.
Yeah. What do you have for that?
Me there.
Oh my god.
I think I went there one time, and then I was like, "That is good for me."
The gimmicks are.
You know what gimmicky restaurant I want to go to?
Dick's.
Dying on the bucket list. I've never been to a Dick's.
I don't know if they exist.
Is that where
anymore.
They're mean to
There's
you?
One in Indianapolis. Yeah. Mike and I almost went into.
They have one in
day.
Boston, but I think it's gone.
They're usually in very like touristy areas. Casa Bonita.
Oh, I went there.
You went to the one in Denver, the one that the South Park guys revived?
Did you watch the doc?
No, I've heard about
it. It's really great. We watched it before I went.
Do y'all know the backstory about Casa Bonita?
I know that it
was
from
Bonita,
South Park.
Casa Bonita.
It was a real restaurant, or now is, that was like a Mexican restaurant that has like cliff diving inside of it. There's like hidden caves. There's like treasure hunts. It's a total like.
It's like a 50,000 square foot building.
It's like a rainforest cafe on crack, but like Mexican themed.
Yeah.
And apparently it was like really going under. And the South Park guys, you know, they have that fuck you money now after winning an Emmy, Tony, and all
whatever.
Of that.
Yeah, huge.
They decided, and that was a big thing in South Park, because, you know, South Park is set as a town in Colorado. They're like, you ever heard of Casa Bonita, man? Casa Bonita.
That's a good impression.
They bought the Casa Bonita.
Oh, they bought it.
And has made it like as great as
cliff jumping?
No, they have cliff divers there.
It's like shows.
It's like dinner and a show.
Yeah. Oh, like a Cirque du Soleil kind of thing.
Yeah, I can pull up a video.
Now
right
I think you're getting a little.
It's
really crazy because I think in the documentary, I think they bought it for like $3 million and then they were looking to put $6 million in and they spent like, I think, $50 million.
Damn.
At one point.
That's pretty sick then.
They were it would be cheaper to walk away than continue.
Well, yeah.
Because it was so fucked up.
Yeah.
But was it sick? Was it worth going?
It was so cool. I got a license. My license plate is the Casa Bonita.
Cool.
Yeah.
TJ got a
skateboard. I got a lot of stuff. I got an ornament. I got a shot glass.
Oh, just getting all the merch.
A bottle opener.
You gotta.
Yeah, it's so sick. I'll go back. It was crazy, though. We had a reservation, and we still had to wait an hour in line.
Damn.
Whoa.
Okay, good to know. Yeah. Bring my Kindle.
And your paper.
My paper.
Your business card.
Have you heard of the Dining in the Dark?
Oh, like in About Time, the movie?
I don't know. It's in L.A. It's an experience you can do in L.A.
Dining in the Dark?
You go eat, and are the waiters also blind? Is that true?
No, bless you. I don't think so, but you go into like a dark room, and when you sit down, there's a blindfold. So everyone wears a blindfold, and you have meals that way.
Yes. I mean, I'm down for that, but someone's got to make that invite happen.
It just seems like an LA thing where it's like, okay.
Yeah.
It's like it's supposed to make your taste buds
more receptive.
Yeah, because yeah, like, I can't see it.
Wear your least favorite shirt because I'm going to be getting sauce all over. Yeah.
Well, it's funny because I clicked the FAQ because I was like, I'm sure people are going to be like, how do I know where my plate is?
Someone stole my pearls.
Where's my wallet?
Precious pearls.
Yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah, but people are like, how will I know like when I'm done? Or like,
are the lights on?
It's really low. Dark. And you have a blindfold.
But you put the blindfold on. It's not like they turn all the lights off.
Yeah,
some do in the movie About Time with like Rachel McAdams and they meet.
Heard of it, yeah.
You've never seen About Time?
I really like it.
Oh, damn. What a shame. That's how they meet is at a... one of those dark restaurants.
But then you don't know, like, maybe there's bugs in this or, like, you know, it doesn't look terrible.
You can take it off and you go to the bathroom. Like, it's not I want to see blindfolds back on.
Well, they were like, people figure it out. Because someone was in the FAQ was like, how will I know when I'm done? Or, like, how will I know where to? And they're like, you figure it out.
Yeah.
It's, like, kind of interesting.
I'd be knocking over my glasses like, oops.
No, I know, like, the wine glass. Like, that's scary.
You know what
me.
Little fucking restaurant gimmick I've been seeing lately? And they're popping up all around the world. Are these dine at 100 feet in the air? And you see these people go strap in.
like the side of a mountain?
No. Uh-huh. It's like a crane. You buckle up. Everyone. Okay. It's like a fucking, you know, little those pedal
Shut the fuck
bike
up.
Things. And the crane takes you up and you eat with a view. If you got to pee, sorry.
Where's this happening?
In Vegas for sure.
Yeah, yeah, they're like killing people.
I'm going this weekend. Should I do it in Vegas?
What?
I'm going. Oh, sorry.
What?
Just like, yeah, if the plate falls over, it's going to kill somebody.
Now, I think it's probably magnetized. I bet they have every little trick in the book to make sure nothing
like
falls.
This.
Ew.
What the fuck?
And that, I want to be, I would have to be very picky who I'm sitting next to. I don't want
to
sit next to a stranger
Where
and have a
that?
Yap with them. Vegas for sure, and I think in Dubai. But
I was just
going to
say that looked like Dubai.
But sometimes they're like in Dallas, but it's just over a fucking parking lot. Like, it's just this.
I'll do that one.
It's just this pop up. It's someone with a crane just pulling you up into the air.
Bro, I just couldn't want to do that less.
Yeah.
What are they doing?
Dancing.
That doesn't seem fun.
Yes, I know. And it's just, I bet the food sucks.
Yeah, 100%.
Because they've already had it heated. They're not even cooking it.
No.
They just had it heated up down there. You're just getting a TV tray dinner.
A little microwave it.
Yeah. And then, how long are we up there? Because I want to drink, but I got to pee if I'm drinking.
Yeah, that's really annoying, actually.
And you probably go with a bunch of random people, too.
Where y'all from? Oh, we're from.
We're just in from Illinois.
Arkansas.
I feel like heights like that scare me because I'm not, like, scared of heights, but when I'm not stuck, but, like, in that situation, I'd be like, any second, it could just fall.
Yeah.
I think I would be thinking that.
I'm full. You haven't hardly touched your food.
I'm
Is something wrong?
I just puked.
Oh, God.
It's also just, like, I'm sorry, Vegas? Like, what view are we looking at here?
A strip.
Yeah, strip.
Yeah, but, like...
Yeah. Mountains.
I feel like there's
nice
other
the
places that are, like...
I agree.
Much more beautiful.
I agree. You know one place I've been wanting to go, but I heard the food sucks.
Shakey's Pizza?
No,
you fucking
not
psychopath.
Shakey's Pizza Parlor. That was just out of curiosity. You know Medieval Times?
Of course.
Yeah.
Oh.
There's another one called like Pirates of
Penzance or something.
Oh boy.
And it's a so instead of it's medieval knights and horses, it's like a pirate show. And
wait, fun.
In LA?
You make them walk in like Buena Park, Anaheim, like around there.
That
it's
sounds
definitely
pretty
Pirates
fun.
Dinner Adventure.
Pirates Dinner Adventure, I think, would be kind
that
of interesting.
That could be fun.
We could do as a group.
Maybe it's
a
Patreon
group
video.
Pun.
Okay.
Dine in the dark as a group?
Wait. No. It looks, this looks sick.
Right? But I heard the food. Keep your expectations low.
Yeah, I just feel like, even like when I went to Casa Bonita, I was like, I'm not expecting this to be the best food I've ever had.
Was
it was pretty
like
good.
Cheap Tex-Mex good?
Yeah, like, I enjoyed it. Everyone we were with enjoyed it.
Okay.
No one was like, ew.
Right.
But they did, they hired like a good chef. To come into the kitchen and like rework the menu.
Have you ever been
delicious.
To Medieval Times, Mike?
When I was a child, yeah.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. They have one in New Jersey. I think I went like more than once.
Which night won?
I can't remember. I think our team won. But we went to the Rainforest Cafe a lot growing up. That was
I
the big one.
I fucking love
the
Rainforest
Cheetoritas?
Cafe.
Oh my God.
Can we go there?
It's the only one that's open is like an hour away.
I don't think I've ever been to one.
What?
Criminal. Yeah.
That I would do that.
We gotta
for
go
a bit.
Now because I'm worried. Like, save the rainforest, but save the rainforest cafe.
Yeah,
because
it's in Anaheim. I'm
they just
sure.
got rid of the Chicago
or Ontario.
One.
I think it's Ontario.
Okay.
Is it There's actually also like an Vegas. Experience, or is it just like?
No, it's
permanently well, like, closed.
What is the Rainforest Cafe experience? Will they make you walk through a fucking gift shop?
45 minutes away.
Yeah. Is it in Ontario?
I don't know.
It's probably near Disney.
It's like by it's Riverside. Ontario. Yeah. You're right. Yeah. Aaron's right.
I know where my Rainforest Cafes are, baby.
It's Rainforest Cafe. Like, there's it's a bit of like dinner and a show, but every like 30 minutes, like, a rainstorm happens and they're like the monkeys are
it's so awesome.
I had like, to have I'm sure I've been
I had there's like so many Rainforest like, Cafe t-shirts when I was a kid.
They're the best.
The
they're
t-shirts
so good.
Yeah. The classic ones with the classic
the
logos.
Little gecko
Sometimes
guy.
They're doing these modern designs.
Yeah.
I've been to the one in Niagara Falls, I've been to the one in Chicago, and I've been to the one in Grapevine, Texas, if that's still there.
Disney World.
Okay.
For me.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm like, I feel one. Like maybe I have been to one, but I can't
have you
recall.
Been
in
medieval
know.
Times, though, right?
No,
I've never.
What?
No.
What?
Whoa, oh, we Wait, should do that.
Hold on.
That's really
We're
fun.
Pumping the brakes on pirates.
Eat a little turkey leg.
We
when
are
is
going
medieval times?
To. Medieval times is.
Medieval!
You don't know what it is, even?
No, when is it,
oh.
I said.
Oh, it's every night.
Yeah.
It's every night.
It's a restaurant.
I bet at least 4 nights a week.
I think you're thinking of the Ren Fair.
Ren Fair.
Oh, yeah.
You've been how many times?
Me?
Yeah.
Like, I'd say 5 times.
Wow. In L.A.?
Well, there was one in Dallas growing up. I went a lot
okay.
as a kid for birthday parties.
Oh, I guess
parties.
I just didn't realize that they had them
and
other
I've
places.
Done the L.A. one before. With like
I
want to
go.
Or something, yeah.
Was it like a staple restaurant as a kid you would just always go to with your parents? That was like,
medieval
yes.
Times is expensive. What? It's like medieval times?
No, I'm saying like, oh. Is there a restaurant?
The 99, baby.
BJ's. We were big BJ frequenters.
We didn't have that, but I just was home recently and there was one there.
It's great. BJ's Brewhouse. It's like, was it fast casual? It's like a Chili's,
yeah, no,
but like
yeah.
a little bit more elevated. It
we
always
did a
like
mukbang with Joe.
Hmm?
We did a mukbang with Joe.
They
there.
Have Pizookies.
Yeah.
BJ's. That's where our go-to.
You ever
is.
Been to a TGI Fridays?
Of course.
That's,
like
that
once.
Was our big, anytime it was one of our birthdays, that was our big treat.
Oh, we did that funny. A lot too.
And every single time, my mom would argue with the manager about the bill. Because they would always just like add extra shit onto the bill.
We did not order potato skins.
Yeah.
I did every time.
Every time potato skins?
I fucking love their potato skins.
TGI Friday's potato skins that you can buy at the grocery store and microwave them. They exist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not anymore. Those are good,
is
too.
Is TGI Friday's still up and running?
Oh, yeah.
And if you're like in
we went in Minnesota.
Corporate mm-hmm. America. Like, if you're out in like those areas where there's tons of office buildings,
yeah.
there's a TGI Friday.
Downtown
yeah.
Indianapolis or something.
They have good mozzarella sticks,
bread
good potato
sticks.
Skins.
I will say mine was Applebee's, and I never got sick of that place.
Applebee's?
Like, I would go so much.
And Applebee's frames themselves as, like, a neighborhood grill. So they're really
it
good.
Is.
They would put, like, the local sports teams on the walls and stuff.
Oh, that's
you
nice.
Felt really famous
it's
when you were there.
It's always decorated really, like, crazy. Not crazy, but just the stuff on the walls.
My friend Matt Olson, he calls those stuff on the wall restaurants. Like, that's like a genre of restaurants.
Bad. Cracker
yeah.
Barrel.
Yeah.
Cracker
like,
Barrel, you might get beheaded at a Cracker Barrel. I swear, there's like machetes
that's
on
true.
The wall. There's yeah. like, there's like reaping the sticks. I'm like,
how did she die? Well, we
yeah,
were at
like
Cracker Barrel.
Old school saws, like on yeah. the wall.
But he's a touring musician, and he's like, anytime you're in the town, if you want something just that you know is consistent, just find a stuff on the wall place. Fridays, Ruby Tuesdays,
yeah, true.
Johnny Rockets, one of these. I thought,
oh my God, Johnny Rockets.
Johnny Rockets.
And there's one right there next to the Beverly Center.
Oh my God,
Johnny Rockets. And I always want to pop in, but I just never know if
I'll. Fuddruckers.
Oh, Fuddruckers. You want to talk about Fuddruckers?
What is that name even?
Fuddruckers. I know, right?
It almost
so
sounds like
good.
A curse word that like you're trying to
like
not say Father Mucker.
They
yeah.
had one at the Foxwoods Casino, and
they're like non-existent right now. Or like Fuddruckers.
I would get some late night eats there.
It was like a build your own burger place.
So good.
So you just got your burger, and then you could go down like the burger bar and make your burger.
Get a shake.
It was like a Chuck's. Did you ever have Chuck's?
No.
Just
the shoes.
Oh. Chuck's in school.
Fuddruckers. Jesus Christ.
I went to a restaurant.
You, yeah. you go to try to open a franchise. You go to your friends and family with a PowerPoint. Hey, guys. I think I'm making a big investment and I need your help. I'm
what
opening up
like
a Fuddruckers.
Let me see what the origin is.
There was a
is.
Restaurant in Indianapolis I used to go to as a kid and it's out of business. It was called Illusions. Okay. You walked into a room.
Is it a magic-themed restaurant?
Yes.
Oh.
Right on the
sign
money.
Me up.
You'd walk cool. into the restaurant. You were in a room full of just doorknobs, all different types of doorknobs, and you couldn't figure out how to enter the restaurant.
What?
And then you find like the lucky doorknob, and you enter the restaurant. Your waiter's a magician, so he does magic tricks. He like made the whole like margarita pitcher just appear out of nowhere.
Oh, it's like the cool. magic castle.
Oh, yeah. Dude, it was the best. A little like, all right, wrap it up.
Like here?
It was in Indianapolis.
Oh, right.
And there was also one in my town. At the Willow Bend Mall called Jackal and Hyde. And it was a Jackal and Hyde themed restaurant where they would do the story of Jackal and Hyde.
Wow. Isn't it you would, Jekyll and Hyde?
Jackal and Hyde.
Jekyll
and Hyde. Two separate people.
Jekyll and Hyde? Jackal Hyde. Jekyll, Hyde. Jekyll, Hyde, Hyde, Jekyll.
It's E.
Oh,
e.
God.
Jekyll
and Hyde.
Yeah, it's Jekyll is the doctor.
You're saying it like it's a woman's name.
Or isn't it
Jekyll and Hyde?
Jekyll and Hyde.
It's Jekyll and Hyde. It's the professor, and then he turns.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But a jackal is a thing. That's like a demon in the night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, a jackal is like a jack-o-lantern. An animal. No, that's jack-o'-lantern.
What about the Jabberwocky?
That's from. What's that from?
So you the dance show?
No, but that's from something else.
Carol?
Oh, what?
Jabberwocky's from like Alice
Star
in Wonderland.
Wars?
I thought it was Jekyll and Hyde.
It's Jekyll and
Hyde.
Okay, do you remember in Arthur, having fun isn't hard when you got a library card, and Brain turns into Jekyll, Hyde? Maybe he's saying Jekyll,
he's saying
Hyde.
Jekyll. Oh, from Arthur, Jekyll, Hyde.
Hyde, Jekyll, Hyde, Hyde, Jekyll.
Yeah.
I was like saying Jekyll.
Yeah.
Wow.
What the fuck?
How many times in your life do you think you've said that?
Not that often.
Oh,
that's
good.
A good stat.
I love that play.
Is it a play?
Yeah.
Fuck, Jekyll.
That's okay, Matt.
Jekyll and Hyde.
Jekyll. Okay, well.
Learn something new.
The Jekyll.
That sounds like a fun place.
Seating at a restaurant.
Okay.
Likes, dislikes.
Love a booth.
I love a booth too. I hate Cheesecake Factory seating anywhere. Like
they have
they're
booths,
but they're too small.
I'm talking about the specific part of Cheesecake Factory where it's like seat, and you're like literally this close to a stranger.
Yeah,
because
right.
they have it at other restaurants too.
I want
I don't
my
like
own
that.
Little caboose.
I don't like the togetherness. Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't
that
put me
is
next to someone I don't know.
When
while
you're
I'm
like this, and you're just like
yeah.
Have I told the story on my birthday when the little girl spit all over our food?
Come again?
I feel like you have, but
sounds awful.
Continue.
I'll make it quick. It was just on my birthday. Nolan and I went to Uovo. I can never say it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a family next to us. And you're so close. Like, literally, it's like this.
Uovo is very tightly packed. Great food.
There was just two parents
it's
with
so
a little
good.
Girl. And the little girl was like, she put water in her mouth. I don't know. And she just went, poof. And it genuinely, as they were putting food down, it like got up.
Did they take your food back? And
no.
And you ate it?
Yeah.
Oh. Did you wait?
My
did the
people
waiters
pleaserness almost gave me fan foot mouth disease.
Did the waiter see it?
No. I think it was like right after they brought the food. I can't remember exactly, but we were just like, and the oh my god, I remember Nolan said out loud, like tried to make it quiet. He was like, yeah, I don't want kids. I was like, Nolan. I got so annoyed at him. I was like, they can hear you, but they were so apologetic. So I was like, okay, that's fine, but still.
Did they like pay for your food?
No. I thought, and they, you can tell they were rich. I know they were rich. The guy had an English accent.
I wouldn't have like said it to the waiter. Like she just spit our food. I would have found
Excuse
the
me?
Waiter separately, like by the bathroom, been like, by the way, that girl, I don't want to embarrass them, but that she spent all of our food. Is there any way you could?
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's I know.
It's pretty crazy. They import their pasta every day.
Yeah,
I think
that's the thing I do
say
like that, about
that. But I don't know if I believe that.
Wait, who?
Uovo. They claim that they fly in all of their pasta from Italy overnight every day. But pasta
well, we
is
should
a,
cancel them then because what do you mean you're flying?
It's dry. Why do we need to be doing this every day? It's not like salmon or steak or something. It's like decomposing.
It's really good.
I've
it's
also
be
heard
fresh.
That
I bet there's always some coming, but it doesn't mean every day.
I also think
they're
I've
flying.
It like
they're
says it on the menu.
But I also have
it's
heard
crazy.
That
I think there's like an exaggeration to like legally
like
they can get away. Like,
yeah.
They're flying the pasta in every day. Like, sure, pasta is being shipped in the pasta market every day, but it's not arriving every day.
Let me
so
see.
So it is flying. There's always pasta in the air.
I've also heard that they just fly in the eggs.
Oh.
And then they use eggs from Italy and flour from Italy. So all the ingredients are from Italy.
Guys.
But then they could just, what?
It literally says, Uovo restaurant specializes in fresh handmade pasta that is made daily in Bologna, Italy, and shipped overnight to their Los Angeles locations. The pasta is a key part of their focus on classic Italian dishes. They do not extrude their pasta. Instead, it's made using traditional methods of sheeting and cutting.
Let's get how is a bowl of pasta not $1,000 then? They're doing...
I know.
Coming over with, like, I don't
maybe
know,
there's
tomatoes?
Tariffs from Italy. I don't know.
Good.
Oh, it's
let's
really
get to
good.
The bottom of this.
It
let's,
is really good.
We got 60 yeah. minutes.
We
let's
should probably
go there.
Go there. Yeah. It's good to go with a group of four because then you can do the special where you get, like, five dishes.
Okay.
Oh, the prefix, Prixie Fixie?
Yeah.
Prixie Fixie.
And a dessert.
Baby.
Never would do that.
Never heard of someone say Prixie Fixie.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Oh, y'all all like
we're kidding. I'm like,
Jekyll and Hyde.
He made it
say
to talk
that,
about
actually.
It.
Jekyll and Hyde, man.
Prixie Fixie. Okay. I did have a friend one time who said that at the restaurant, unironically, and the waitress was like, I don't know if that's within your budget, if that's how you're pronouncing it.
Mm. What's everyone's favorite restaurant?
Ooh, damn.
Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. No. I've never been to a Chuck E. Cheese.
It's hard, like,
oh,
really? It, overall.
Carbone.
Ooh,
Carbone
yummy.
But it's only in Vegas and Dallas, and I think there's
they have
one
in New
York.
Yeah.
I love Carbone.
I've never been, but I've had the pasta sauce.
Oh, it's so good. Because
they sell it.
Like, if that was nearby, I would be competing for that reservation.
Have you ever been
time.
To Donna's?
Donna's?
That's my favorite restaurant.
Out here?
Yes, it's phenomenal, Donna's. And you should go.
I also love Nobu.
I've never been to Nobu.
You never to any of them?
Girl.
Oh, yeah, we were talking about
Nobu. Y'all got to go down to Nobu Malibu. That's like a quintessential.
Nah, that's a big schlep. Just go to the one in West Hollywood.
Yeah,
no, but the View. I'd rather go to the View if I'm going to do the whole thing.
Well,
I don't like care enough about sushi to go to Nobu and WeHo.
Hopefully you're important enough to get a table with a view, Aaron.
Well, I don't need the table. I just want to like look at it.
Nobu Malibu is like.
Are they picking? Like
a little bit. I think there is some like. Hot rich favoritism.
Oh, for sure.
There definitely is that.
Perfect. I fit the demographic.
Elefante.
It's like every LA.
They have the Curb Enthusiasm episode about
I love Elefante.
The ugly section.
Yeah.
Convinced it's about Elefante.
You think?
100%. They have
the section right when you first walk in.
That's for the ugly people.
That sucks because we had a big group one time. We had to sit because that one table is like so long. And I was like, ugh.
Yeah, I think it's for big groups and like less
ugly
well-to-do
people.
So guess bad. Where they put me when I showed up?
The right in the front
section?
Or with the
yeah.
people view. Which one?
I went with Greta one time. She was like,
she didn't help.
She was like, she looked at me and she's like, what are you? I was like wearing sweatpants and like a t-shirt and she was like, Mike, what are you doing? She's obviously dressed like an Italian leather and all this stuff.
Yeah.
I was like, why don't you go talk to them? And then she was like, is it just you? And she was like, no, I'm with him. And then she looked at me and was like, okay, I'll take you to your table. And I was like, here we go. Mm. But then the next time I went with her and Ella, and I dressed up, and we got put in the hot section, so.
In the hot section. Nice. Can I get the hot section?
Yeah.
I wish I had a restaurant, though, that was, like, truly my favorite, and I went all the time.
Where you're, like, a regular?
By my
oh,
name.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah, I don't have anything
it hasn't
like
happened. It hasn't happened for me yet. I feel like L.A., there's always something new. Then you got to go try this place, but then you're like, but I didn't really, like it that much.
Yours is, like, breakfast at McDonald's.
Huh?
Yeah, you would order that a lot.
I feel like you used to always be doing the drive-thru McDonald's breakfast. Because
it was the one fucking thing that I could get fast enough back
that's
to our
your
old studio.
Yeah, that's your favorite
go-to.
Restaurant.
The last time I had breakfast at McDonald's was probably a year ago.
Okay.
Wow.
You're doing great.
McDonald's is probably my favorite fast food restaurant.
Okay, now we're talking fast food.
Over Taco Bell?
Yeah.
Well,
I think
Taco
so.
Bell is like a treat.
They're all a treat. What do you
but
mean?
But McDonald's, sometimes you can like, that's a meal. That's like, you can make
McDonald's
that a meal. Like
McDonald's is fancy.
Wendy's is better than McDonald's though. I would take a Wendy's burger over McDonald's any day, but there's not enough Wendy's out here in LA.
Need to do a blind taste test for burgers.
I can tell instantly which is McDonald's, which one's.
All right, let's do
burger
it then.
Burger King, all of it.
Burger King has such a distinct taste.
It's
like the mustard.
It's char.
Yeah, in the bun.
That's
yeah.
like what I was raised on to, is the Burger King.
Burger King?
But oh. Burger King, I don't get it. Like the Whopper, but you have to add cheese. Like fucking put cheese on it. It's this one place, it's like, it's a hamburger.
I feel like there's no, I don't think I've seen a Burger King here.
Yeah.
It's not like the airport.
There's one in Van Nuys. I used to get it for like videos when we would do like.
There's some gentrification about fast food out here where they don't want fast food
restaurants LA, yeah.
in certain areas.
And you know what is in every area?
What?
McDonald's.
I know, right. McDonald's, they're in the business
like
of real estate.
It's the biggest restaurant.
They also, they're like, the sometimes they make them look like a business.
They're so
yeah,
good.
Yeah, the wood paneling on the
yeah,
outside
like,
now.
What?
Chic.
That one on wherever it is, Vineland.
Vineland, yeah.
Do you like Culver's? Have you heard Culver's Burgers?
I've never had it.
I do,
it.
Yeah.
Oh, they're great. And the employees there, it's like an Apple store, like Chick-fil-A almost. Like,
oh, cute.
There's so many people working there, and they're like, all doing stuff. It's not like y'all don't have to make the burger if y'all don't want to. They are like, and like, you know, it's nice. I like the booths. I feel like I'm in someone's home. It's, and they have good landscaping outside the Culver's.
They have them here?
I don't think so. They're like in Texas. I know they're in Wisconsin.
Shake Shack, I think, is my
four. Have you ever sent food back?
At a restaurant.
Food, I'll send food cocktails lands. Back.
Oh.
Patricia, when she gets a cocktail and she really doesn't like it, I go, send it back. Because cocktails, it's not that much time to make it. Like, the liquor and what ingredients that went into that,
that's their
are
biggest
worth
margin.
Nothing. They are more than half. If you haven't drank it, they'll, like, I'm not saying we throw cocktails back or turn them back.
But that is something you would give back.
Yeah. Meals.
Yeah. That's why I don't risk it with a cocktail. If I'm at a bar, I'm like, I'm not going to get the, you know, flippity dippity with a spice I've never heard of. And like,
flippity dippity.
Yeah. I hear that. I just suffer through a meal.
Do you think this is weird? And would you have done this? So Patricia and I, one time we were eating at Catch Steak LA, which now is out of business. But
they're out of business?
Yeah, Catch Steak. Catch LA is their Catch Steak was their steakhouse thing they were doing down by Melrose Place.
Oh.
So Patricia and I would eat there if we were just like had a week and we were like, let's just wine tonight because it's expensive. We went there. We sat next to a couple. We got a vibe that this couple was not on good terms. They were like arguing. The guy was like they would argue and be like really testy, and then he'd be like massaging her hand and trying to like some hot and cold moments.
Yeah,
okay?
Highs and lows.
And then suddenly, like their food, I don't even think their food had been served. The guy just like slammed his hand down, got up, and he had a big car key. It looked like, you know, like a Ferrari or a Lamborghini key, you know? And he grabbed it, walked out, and we were like, shit. And the waiter comes by and he's like, "Oof, wonder what happened there." And we were like, "I know." We were like getting vibes that they were fighting. Patricia and I had a theory that we think that he was cheating on his wife with her. Like she was his mistress.
Oh.
And she was like, "You got to leave her or I want to end this." Oh. That was our
thought
theory. But the waiter goes, he looks down and there's a whole wine bottle there that maybe they had poured like one glass in. He goes, "I normally would never do this. But this is a super expensive bottle of wine, and it would be a shame just to, like, throw it out. Do you guys want the rest of the wine?"
You're asking if I would take it?
Yeah.
100%.
Okay, great.
Was it on the table, or was it?
It was, like, it was on the table. I believe it was on the table.
Yeah,
I feel like in my brain, I want to think it was, like, chilled in a stand, but it wasn't chilled. It was red wine.
I guess, like, the word, like, what, someone put a pill in it?
It was, like, a $1,000 bottle of wine. But
yeah,
he was,
I would
like,
absolutely
he was,
drink
y'all
it.
Y'all should drink
That's
this.
That's crazy.
And, yeah, we took it.
Oh, I wish it was socially acceptable to, like, try things off other people's plates.
Okay, now you're crossing
Sometimes
the line.
I see, like, a waiter going by with something. Like, I just want to try that, see if I would like it, and then I'll order that.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
That's why you share plates.
I know, but I would, like, sometimes I'm, like, sitting at a restaurant, and I'm like, that looks fucking insane. I just need a bite.
Yeah, I wish there were, like, fun, like, flight nights where it's a restaurant that you always love, but you've loved your meal, but you're like, I just want to try everything else. If I could come in and just to see what all that other stuff is, maybe I'll venture it into it.
It's such a gamble. It's such a gamble to get your main as something you're not sure if you're going to like. Because then if you're fucked in, like, so many ways, you're still hungry, you don't like what you had, you wasted the money, it's really tough. You got to just – that's why I just stick with what I know.
Oh, I want to go to Donna's so bad right now talking about food. It's in Echo Park. It's really hard to get a reservation at still, and it's been there for, like, years.
What place is the hardest place to get a reservation in L.A.? What's the Dorsia of L.A.?
The hardest
place. Is Craig's pretty tough?
No.
Not really.
If you plan, like, 2 days in advance, maybe, like,
Just 2 days?
Yeah.
It's not, like, that crazy.
I feel like...
I do love Craig's.
I could look it up.
I've only been once with Sam
Best
French.
Part about
it's
L.A.,
delicious.
When you walk in a restaurant, I love looking for famous people. My
yes.
head, I'll just...
Me too.
And people, everybody, they're like flamingos when we walk into restaurants in L.A. Like, everybody does it in L.A.
Yeah.
People will make eye contact with you in restaurants just to see if you are somebody.
The toughest reservations to get in L.A. right now.
One time I wanted to go to Craig's and it was like after the Grammys and I had never been before. And our good buddy Sam French, who's just like this very cool guy. There was like people outside and I was like, dude, there's no way. Isn't this like a really popular restaurant? He's like, just let me do my thing. And he goes up to the hostess, goes like behind the hostess counter
hey,
and like
toots.
Whispers. he just hey, like toots. Whispers something in her ear. And then she hands him her business card. And then she's like, just give me 5 minutes. So I was like, what did you say to her? And he goes, I'll tell you when you're older. And then she came back 2 minutes later and we had like the best seat in the house.
Damn.
And you still don't know? I have no idea what he said.
Like, I'm older now.
I'm never going to be cool enough to, like, get that reservation. But there was one time. What?
So there's a place in New York that I've always wanted to eat at, but it's apparently, like, one of the hardest places to eat at in New York. Like, you have to, like, be, like, friends or family with the people.
There's a lot of stuff like that in New York.
What is it?
Oh, gosh. The Infatuation girls who run the Infatuation New York City account did a big TikTok. They go, we tried to eat at this restaurant. We went there and had drinks there every day for an entire week. And finally, by, like, the last day, the people were like, you girls hungry tonight?
Damn.
And they were like, yes. And they gave them, like, the tiniest table there possible, but they got to eat there. But you can only eat there unless you know someone.
Yeah. Was it the one Taylor Swift was at?
I would love to know what it is. When I hear the name, I'll know it instantly. But it's a very like Antonio's or like Italian name. Did I interrupt you, Mike?
No. There's a lot of restaurants like that in New York City, especially that'll totally. Be like a tiny room. It used to be the big thing where you'd like pick up a phone. You know about these like speakeasies? Mm. But like it would be in New York, they have real speakeasies where there's like one you go through a guitar shop and then in the back it's like a restaurant.
Barbershop.
Yeah, or like a phone booth. There's one that's a phone booth, which is really cool. I think it's called Please Don't Tell. You pick up a phone and it's like an automated recording and it's like press one for help, press two, and then you go in. But
that has speakeasy entries have like. They've died.
Yeah,
like,
no one cares anymore.
Like, when somebody goes, we're going to a speakeasy, and I'm like, whoop-de-doo, I've been to so many. I'm not fucking going.
There's so many here, too. But
for some people, though, it's like a big thing for them.
It
like,
is
they
cool.
don't speakeasies in their town, and like for them to like enter through something, and they feel like they're experiencing it.
We all know our first time at Davy Wayne's.
Yeah, right.
That's where Matt and I met.
That's where Matt and I met. We took a picture that night. I actually found
which is crazy.
The night we met. Because...
Did you take a picture together?
Hannah
was
asking for silly pictures of you, and I just went to your face.
Who was?
Hannah Cooper.
Oh.
She wanted to put like a funny picture of you on your birthday cake.
So cute.
And I went down to like the bottom of your face on my phone. That was the first picture. I go, this was the first.
It was like 2016.
Yeah, I think so. Maybe 2017. Yeah, 2016.
Are you finding anything over there?
I'm trying to find this one. Place.
I was on a second date one time at Nobu in West Hollywood, and there was like a
fancy
couple next to us. I really wanted to get it, and when I want a restaurant that I want to go to, I'd use a date as an excuse.
Fair.
This couple sitting next to us, they were like pretty quiet the whole time. I'm having a great time. We're laughing, whatever. And they were just like, one of them was not from the US or maybe both of them weren't. Like they were speaking broken English kind of, looked nice enough, a little bit older. And then it was like kind of empty. It was a Tuesday night. And like, we're in the middle of eating. Our waiter's like kind of standing there explaining the menu. And then all of a sudden the dude just kind of like pulls out a ring, doesn't get up. Doesn't get on his knees.
Oh, no.
And just like kind of puts it in front of her. And she just goes, like nods her head. And then she takes it and puts it on. And then we just kind of go, congratulations. And they're like, oh, thank you. And we were just like, this is so wonderful. Like, how are you guys? And then we like entertain them. And it was just like the most awkward, like.
How old are they?
Like, must have been in their 40s. Like, yes. The guy was in his 40s. Maybe the girl was in her late 30s.
Proposals, I think, in my eyes, that I've seen those types of proposals before. People in like their 40s and like 50s, when they're like getting proposed to sometimes, it's like that.
They didn't talk, like a dude. Second. They didn't talk.
I know.
It was insane.
I witnessed the same thing one time. This couple kept touching each other's hands and they were so serious with each other and they were probably like 50 something. And he just like pulled out the ring and like passed it over. I witnessed
That's
the
so
same
interesting.
Thing.
It was
I think
so
it's like
interesting.
People who are in their 50s, maybe second marriage for both of them kind of a thing.
Or
where they're like.
Or the girl was like. Whenever you propose, like, I don't want it to be a spectacle. Like, just make it casual. Who knows?
That's how my dad kind of proposed to.
Oh, really?
Mom. Or they were at a booth, and my dad got up and, like, or, like, sat on, like, her side of the booth and, like, put his arm around her and was just, like,
love
you so much. And just, like, he didn't do, like, the whole kneeling on the thing,
yeah.
but, like, did it at a restaurant.
Yeah.
Yeah. I actually don't know. I should ask. I don't know how my parents
It's also weird to be on like a first date with somebody when someone else is getting proposed to because it's just like.
Oh, yeah. She's like, what are we?
Yeah.
I'd be like, this is a good omen.
I one time ate at the Madonna Inn on Valentine's Day and I saw 4 proposals in one night.
Damn. Oh, yeah. I mean.
Like
yeah.
it was like a birth. It was like birthdays. Everyone's like, woo!
Every 5 minutes.
I hate when
you couldn't believe it. How many happened?
Wait, speaking of birthdays, like, sorry, I know it's long, but the birthday songs at restaurants.
Oh, God.
Do you know any, like, history about that? I just feel like you would know, like, where...
The history of people singing happy,
like,
birthdays.
Where, like, alternate version. It's a happy, happy birthday.
They cannot sing happy birthday because it's, like, someone owns the happy birthday song.
Yeah.
So restaurants have to do, this is your birthday song. It's not very long. Hey. Like,
yeah, they're always like that. Hey, it's your birthday. Joe's
Crab Shack. I was a kid. Joe's Crab Shack for birthdays... They would go, like, they'd ring a bell, and they would cut, and you have the fucking lobster bib on, and they would have, like, a little pony horse thing and make you run around the restaurant to do a lap and be like, it's my birthday. I remember I did not cry, but my tears were flowing.
Just the humiliation ritual.
My eyes were just, like.
Just a humiliation ritual.
That would be my hell.
Oh, I hated it.
Do you guys ever go out and pretend it's someone's birthday?
Fuck people who do that.
That's stolen valor.
Yes, it is. I think bad karma, bad juju.
Yeah.
Let's make everything about me. Make them do something for me for an occasion that's not happening. Expecting free dessert. Thinking it's funny. Like, nah. I don't like that.
I think I'd feel too guilty. I'd be like, it's not my birthday.
I really wanted to at Cheesecake Factory, though. I thought about it.
Okay, I think it's kind of funny maybe if you prank one of the friends let's not.
That's when I think it's okay.
Like if we would have told the waiter,
not if you're like seriously like, hey, let's pretend it's my birthday so we can get some free shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's silly if you're playing a prank and then that one person is like, oh.
But if I was a waiter and then like I start like, happy birthday, blah, blah, blah. And then someone's like, it's not my birthday. Guys, did you? Sorry, they're pranking me. I'd be like, fuck off.
I quit.
Yeah, just take the fucking
I quit.
I would just be like. Like
drop it.
Yum. I'm so hungry now.
I know, me too.
I'm having Domino's pizza tonight.
You're pre-planning Domino's pizza?
It's cinema club night.
What's cinema club night? You watch
it's
a movie
like
with
me,
the...
Carter Francis,
do you
Sarah
get
McKendrick.
Cinema sticks from Domino's?
No.
What are you going to watch?
Super 8. The J.J. Abrams movie with Elle Fanning. We're treating summer like it's Summerween. You know, like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
So
fun.
It's like
spooky summer
Stranger
movies.
Things like happens or like... And
Vast of
movies
Night.
That like make a summer feel like it's like alive.
I feel like Nolan would die.
Summer Catch.
The Vast of Night.
Oh gosh, The Vast of Night. Is that a summer movie? More of a fall kind of thing.
Yeah, I feel like I like have it has to be the season for me.
But it's like kids riding on bikes. Feels like, wrong. Come on, mm-hmm. We gotta
fall.
The thing's about to happen. Like,
yeah,
that's
like
what. Have you seen Super 8?
Yes.
Oh, it's such a good movie.
I saw it in theaters. I don't remember it, but
Gracie
Patricia
Abrams
had
dad.
Never seen it, and I showed it. It is Gracie Abrams sad. I showed it to Patricia and she was like, how have I never seen this movie?
It came out like
2008.
Yeah. Oh,
do you keep saying
that? Huh?
Sorry, I thought you kept saying that and I was like, oh.
No.
Shit,
I just know what year every movie comes out for some reason.
Yeah.
It's 2008.
I used to spend a lot of time on IMDb as a child.
Me too. I'd spend so much time on IMDb because I was so curious how old everybody was.
Oh.
Like, how old are the Harry Potter kids? I'm like, so he's 3 years older than me? And I would try to find how old everybody
was. If you still have a chance at making it.
I always still do that. I'm like, how old are they?
Oh, yeah,
and then when they're
still
younger than me, I'm like, what?
I know.
What
that's...
do you mean?
Yeah, at this point, I'm like,
I don't
there's
know.
Not a lot of people. I did just find out Ricky Gervais started the first British office when he was 39.
Damn.
Okay.
So,
young.
And Jerry Seinfeld was 36 in his first season of Seinfeld.
Right. Okay, that's good to know. I think you told me he was like 32. I've been watching Seinfeld.
Good to know.
For the...
No, I thought he was in his early 30s, but yeah, he was started when he was 36 and then he finished when he was like 45.
It looks great. That's good in terms of looks.
Well, that was really fun, guys.
Great
now
time.
We're all hungry. Hope you are too.
I'm so hungry.
Enjoy it on your lunch break. I feel like we do so much more in restaurants, but we'll be back next week with a new episode all about theme parks. So tune into that one and we'll see you next week, everybody.
Bye.
Peace.